Welcome to Lesson 15 of How to Understand 85% of the Qur'an series. With only two lessons remaining, we are, with the grace of Allah, coming closer to the end of this series. So far, we covered six variations of the first verb form. And today's variation, variation number 7, doesn't have regular patterns. And therefore, it is quite irregular for the most part, which is exactly what we've had in the previous lesson. And if you're wondering why today's verbs are in the same category, and that is because they all start with a vowel. And we call this type of verbs مثال. And in our case here, all the verbs that belong to this category start with the letter واو. And just like the list of the previous lesson, I will only include the variations that are used in the Qur'an, and the other variations that are not used or not frequently used will be skipped. And if you missed any of the previous lessons, then make sure to check out the link in the description for the playlist of the entire series. So, let's get started. And the first verb that belongs to this variation is وَذَرَى, which means to leave behind. And the common variations are وَذَرَى, يَذَرُ, and ذَرْ. We see it used in the following example.
مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ.
The next verb is وَضَعَ, and it means to place or to deliver a baby. And the variations are وَضَعَ, يَضَعُ, and وُضِعَ. And we see them used in the following examples.
وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا.
One more example.
فلما وضعتها قالت رب إني وضعتها أنثى والله أعلم بما وضعت.
The next verb is وقع, and it means to befall or to happen, and its variations are وقع and واقع, like in this example.
وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا فَهُمْ لَا يَنطِقُونَ.
And from this verb, the word الْوَاقِعَ is derived, which is one of the names of the Day of Judgment.
إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ.
The next verb is وَهَبَ, which means to grant. And its variations are وَهَبَ, يَهَبُ, and هَبْ. And we see it used in this example.
رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً.
The next verb is وَجَدَ, which means to find. And the variations used in the Qur'an are وَجَدَ and يَجِدُ, like in this example.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ يَلْعَنِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ نَصِيرًا.
The next verb is وَرِثَ, and it means to inherit. The variations used are ورث and يرث, like in this example.
فخلف من بعدهم خلف ورث الكتاب يأخذون عرض هذا الأدنى ويقولون سيغفر لنا.
And next verb is وعد, which means to promise. And the variations used are وعد, يعد, and موعد, like in this example.
الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا.
The next verb is وقى, and it means to protect. The variations used are وقى and قي. And it is interesting to know that this verb is the shortest verb in Arabic, since it is made up of one single letter. We see it used in this example.
الذين يقولون ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار.
And finally is the verb وسع, and it means to encompass, and it is only used in the variation of وسع, like in this example.
قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء.
Finally, and as you're used to, you'll find this lesson in a PDF form in the description, as well as a printable version for those who want to print the lesson out. And as you should know by now, you'll find this lesson available on our Memrise page for those who want to use this program to study this list. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in lesson 16.